With me right now is Coach Rand Chappell. Talk about the Buster men. The Buster men are also 3-0 and coming off of convincing wins off of their first three ball games, in which they won by 21 over McCook, Nebraska, also 31 over Sterling JV, 32 on Tuesday night against Tabor JV, the Tabor Blue Jays. Coach, as you look at all three of these ball games and so many things that we've talked about, well, what's the biggest thing that you take out of these three and what you've learned the most about your team during this time?
Well, I think I've been pleased with just the, I'm going to say, attitude of our team and chemistry of our team, that I think they like each other. They're playing for each other. Gotten a lot of guys on the court. You know, I think we have confidence in putting 10 or 11 people in the game in a tight game and feel like maybe this experience being out there will help them respond later. I think, you know, we haven't been tested at a high level yet, so I think there's still more things we got to find out about our team and individual people. But, you know, it's an awfully good start that we've gotten off to.
Well, it is a very good start, and obviously, yes. And, you know, you talked about the challenges that that you're going to face throughout the course of the year, and, yeah, you really haven't been challenged yet on this season. It might be better on this weekend when you take a look at what Kingdom Prep brings in for tonight's ball game. We'll talk about that in a moment. Also, North Platte, a team that had beaten the Busters last year on a couple of occasions. You know, getting so many guys on the floor, you know, it gives you a different, you know, look and different chemistry each time here. Is it going to be hard, or is it going to be easy to get that many guards that you have on the floor and to keep those guys in the flow?
Well, you know, I think what you want to do right now is build a lot of confidence in a lot of different people. I think, you know, as you get into tighter games, obviously, you know, for example, Frank Aguilar at the point, he's been playing 21 and 23 minutes and 19 minutes in games. And, you know, that very well could turn into 32, 33 minutes. And I think at that point, sometimes it does get tougher to get guys the same amount of minutes they've been getting. But, you know, we'll deal with those things as we go and deal with getting the right combinations in there. And like I said, I think we're still in a growing process. But it's nice to know that if someone goes down with an injury or foul trouble gets really serious in a game, that you're putting an individual in who has played minutes already, been on the court, and they've already shown that they can be successful. And so that takes a little doubt out of your mind. I think it also gives them confidence that they've been out there on the court and had some success.
You know, you've talked about the rebounding, and you're really unsure about the rebounding coming in, whether you're going to have guys going to be able to do that or not. And we're talking about Arkeem Joseph, also Mike Chandler, and Joe Ebondo. And I think those two guys have just done an outstanding job along with Arkeem, but maybe not as much as those two guys have. That's something that maybe you're going to find out more about how tough they are against higher quality competition on this weekend.
Well, there's no question. As we go along, the athletes we're going against are going to get a little taller and they're going to get a little more athletic and those kind of things. But I think we have seen an aggressiveness among guys. I think they have figured out, you know, one thing we've talked about, I guess I got a simple saying, putbacks win games. And, you know, we need people getting to the offensive glass and sticking the ball back in the basket. And all of us like to score a basket every now and then. So I think they have figured out if they attack that offensive glass and get after the ball there, there's a chance to get some putbacks. And, you know, that's been good for us so far, and we need to keep it going as we advance this weekend against more athletic guys.
Let's talk about the game tonight here, Kingdom Prep. And you've talked so much about that this is a great group of athletes. Their top guy is already signed with Tulsa. They love to shoot the basketball. They're going to fire it up from everywhere. Heck, they may even fire it up from downtown. I don't know, but you know, they've scored over 100 points in each of their first two ball games.
Yeah, averaging 113 at this point, so that's a big number. Obviously, if we let them get to that point, I don't feel like we're going to win if they get 113. It's just hard to ever – I don't know if I've ever won a game when the other team scored 113, but we're going to have to defend them a little bit. I think the key is getting back on defense. They have several guys, point guard who's fast. They got a couple guards that come off the bench that are fast, pushing the ball down the court. But maybe even a bigger problem is a lot of times they'll have their three or four man will get it off the defensive glass and bring it out on the break. And usually the way you train your basketball team is for your point guard to be ready to stop their point guard and for your other guys to run back and get in the paint and start to stop things. Well, when different guys dribble the ball up the court, it causes some matchup problems, and it's kind of hard to get your defense built. And so we spent a lot of time on that the last couple of days. I don't think we have it mastered by any stretch of the imagination, but it's something we're going to have to be decent at if we're going to get them slowed down in transition. And obviously, the number of points they're scoring, they are counting heavily on transition points to really you know, get to those numbers that they're getting to. So we feel like if we could get back on defense, have all five people guarding them five on five, you know, they're going to score some baskets and do some things, but it ought to be a much more reasonable amount of points if we could do that.